The biggest hacks of 2021 coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris and this is ThreatWire for December 21st, 2021. This is your weekly summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. A big thank you and the last thank you of the year to Snowbike, Kimberly J, Terminal Junkie, Goldie Knox, and Rick S for joining this week on Patreon. Patreon.com/ThreatWire as always to keep the show ad-free. And this is my last episode of 2021. It's my annual wrap-up of the biggest and most important hacks of the year. So with that, let's go ahead and get onto the list. Now, while I could have easily based this on how many users' data was breached in each and every single hack of the year, many of the major ones that had the biggest effect were based around vulnerabilities that were exploited to wreak havoc, cause discourse, or they were just used to gain access to multiple companies downstream who all use the same type of infrastructure. And as such, many of these causes do not have an end in sight, even months later. So some of these on my list are currently being actively exploited. So let's go ahead and get started with number 5, which is Twitch. In October, 125 gigs of data was posted online from Twitch. Twitch stated that an attacker gained access to their servers due to a faulty configuration change that exposed it to the internet. Credit card numbers were not exposed, nor were login credentials, which were hashed with bcrypt or passwords, but all the stream keys were reset. The source code repo and payout data was exposed, including about 6,000 internal repositories and SDKs, red teaming tools, and creator payouts. Some creators disclosed that the leaked payout data was accurate for their specific account. Now, while this breach did not affect users, it was still advisable to reset keys, change passwords, and turn on 2FA if not already enabled. This was also a blow to creator and employee privacy, given internal documents and payout information was leaked. Source code was leaked, which could eventually lead to vulnerabilities being exploited as well. Now on to number 4. In April, LinkedIn disclosed a leak of data from their site, including profile details for over 500 million users. In this case, it included full names, email addresses, phone numbers, genders, and more. LinkedIn pointed out that this data was public profile data that was scraped from their site, as well as other platforms too. So they stated that this was not a data breach since no private information was included. But they also mentioned that scraping data from their site does go against their terms of service. Now, while that may be so, this scrape of publicly accessible data makes it easy for phishing to occur against any user contact information, and they could be held liable if found in violation of GDPR. Next are the 3 big ones that really had lasting effects, not just leaks of user data, with number 3. In May, Colonial Pipeline had to take their operations offline due to a ransomware attack. All of their main lines and some additional pipelines were taken offline while an investigation and remediation were prioritized to handle this attack, and the company slowly brought their network back online in a stepwise fashion. Since Colonial Pipeline handles 45% of liquid gasoline and diesel fuel for the East Coast, and they are the largest pipeline in the U.S., this ended up being a major blow to fuel transportation during the event due to panic and stations running out of fuel. This was limited to the information systems. No data leak actually occurred, and it did not hit the industrial control systems. But the U.S. Department of Transportation set up temporary exemptions for servicing hours so that truckers were still able to transport loads of fuel during this attack. The DarkSide ransomware gang stated that they were involved and eventually all pipelines came back online. Even though there was no data leak and the systems were back to normal pretty quickly, this was a huge concern because it made the government much more aware of how infrastructure can be affected when a group targets a single company with ransomware. Now for number two. After the SolarWinds debacle of 2020, I'm sure everybody remembers that, which led to tons of breach disclosures and after effects leading into 2021, we then had the Microsoft Exchange vulnerabilities discovered in March of this year. Exchange had several security flaws, which led to at least 60,000 known victims globally, at least 30,000 companies, which were in the United States. Attackers from many groups took advantage of these vulnerabilities, and they attacked servers, leading to several reported breaches throughout 2021. Now, some of these notable hacks were meat processor JBS Foods and PC manufacturer Acer, both of whom were hit by the Revil hacker group. JBS Foods paid an $11 million ransom, one of the largest in history. Acer was hit up for $50 million in ransom. Microsoft reported that the Chinese hacking group called Hafnium was the perpetrator of the original attacks on Exchange, and the flaws were eventually patched by the tech giant. Before I share the biggest hack of the year, shout out to my patrons. I love it when you send me these adorable pictures of your pets. So these are a few from my Hush Puppy Patreon Alliance members. You can always support this content and keep it totally ad-free for as little as $2 per month. And you get a slew of perks at the same time. Each and every single Alliance member gets over 10 perks as soon as you sign up over at patreon.com/threatwire, including merch sent free with your patronage on specific tier levels. Thank you so much to my Alliance for being so supportive. I truly appreciate you so much for making 2021 amazing. And now let's talk about the last big hack of 2021. I think this one is most important. It's Log4j and the recently disclosed exploit, which was called Log4Shell. I'm kind of glad that I waited until late December to post this video because this news blew up this month. Like, it's still going. Like, there's still news happening as I'm speaking on this topic. So Log4j, the logging tool which is built into a lot of applications, has a vulnerability that is being exploited by an attack dubbed Log4Shell, which can allow an attacker to use a very simple script to gain remote access to a server and hit it with remote code execution attacks, potentially leading to compromises of data or leaks, or even malware or ransomware, even botnet infections, and more. This is a current issue that is very problematic because of how easy it is to exploit. What makes it worse is the fact that the first patch release to fix this also had a newly discovered vulnerability as well, so now the patch has to get patched, and another patch was just released not even 2 days before I recorded this video for yet another Log4j vulnerability, and it all has to be patched on multiple parts of any of the vulnerable servers, so it's a whole thing. It's not just a one-off fix, and unfortunately, it's taking days upon days for responsible admins to patch and check. Log4j is found in millions upon millions of applications, and the exploit has been successful against many brands and products already. It's also being exploited in the wild as we speak. So as you can see, a lot of attacks occurred against infrastructure and tools used within companies. The attacks were not necessarily designed to target individual users, but to take down as many victims as possible in one swift move. 2021 ended up being a year where we saw not only the most attacks we have ever seen, but we also saw a change in the direction that a lot of hacker groups are choosing to go in order to make the biggest disruption. So what kind of trends do you think that we will see next year in terms of cybersecurity? I am very curious what you think is going to happen in the new year, so leave your comments down below. And this may be the last ThreatWire episode of the year, but I do have some really fun techie content happening over at youtube.com/ShannonMorse. You can always see my server rack build video, which is coming out later this week. It was so much fun. I can't wait to share that video with you. And do not forget to like and subscribe to this channel as well. Thank you so much for watching the show this year. Be on the lookout for some exciting new things happening in 2022, announcing very soon. I'm really excited. I'm Shannon Morris, and I will see you on the internet. Happy New Year and happy holidays. Bye, y'all.